Well, other than having guineas run amok all around my ranch, how can I control my grasshoppers? They're devouring some of my pretty
little
plants.
See, she's been listening to the program, and she heard that Dr. Yeah. Shreve recommended guineas.
Right.
And guineas worked. But
well,
there's no
guineas.
Other control for grasshoppers.
There's nothing natural I can spray on.
Guineas?
Yeah.
But she wants to spray. You can't spray.
No, because you put out any of that.
You can kill grasshoppers, but it doesn't solve the problem.
Yeah, they're migratory, and they're also, they eat each other.
Cannibals.
They're cannibals.
And they.
And so you kill some, and they're coming. The rest of them are coming.
They have some success with the little teeny ones, but then as the individuals get more mature, they're much tougher to kill.
So I'm going to have to train my guineas to just...
No, you don't.
Just cut back on
the feed. They won't eat the flowers. They won't eat the plants. I'm telling you, they've done this in apple orchards. They will not eat the
Don't eat apples, but they may eat seedlings in a vegetable garden.
Ah, yeah. Who's got seedlings in a vegetable garden? Are you down toward Wilson County?
I'm in St. Hedwig.
Okay, that's... Right on the corner of Wilson County. Yeah, that's where the grasshopper deal is always worse. Right down in there.
Okay. Well,
you got guineas now?
I do.
And they're not doing a job.
Well, the grasshoppers are so plenty, they don't bother coming up close to the yard. They just go right out next to their neighborhood.
Yeah, they aren't trained. They're pretty
hard to train. Wait a minute. The guineas do what?
They don't come up close to the
yard. They don't come up close enough to eat the grasshoppers where I need to eat them.
They're out wandering the field.
Oh, you're not feeding them? Maybe you put a little supplemental feed up by the house.
Hey, you know, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
To feed the guineas, and then they can have a little dried cereal with their
And somebody's
going to
say...
Their protein.
Somebody I know is thinking out there in the audience, well, just put a fence around it. But
well, I thought
fence
about
don't,
that.
Fences don't stop guinea.
Flower
guineas.
Or fence.
Yeah,
they do.
Nothing stops a guinea.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd ask. Enjoy your show, guys.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye, Carol.
Speaking of guineas, my son Jeremy, the 18-year-old college student as of tomorrow, they're 18-year-olds are so wise, and they make so many statements. They say, he said, somewhere we saw a chicken the other day or something. He said, well, you know, it's a shame chickens can't fly. I said, well, chickens can fly. He said, no, Dad, they can't fly. They're in those houses laying those eggs and stuff. I said, the wild chickens used to be able to fly, just like turkeys.
Yeah.
You know,
and if you've ever had bantees get loose in a neighborhood,
the butterballs don't fly real far because they're too fat. They've been fattened up, kind of like Milton and I, but they don't fly very far. We used to be able to run, too.
Yeah.
But look at us now. No.
We can barely move.
They'd say, well, no, he can't run. And so, yes, chickens can fly, could fly.
Mm-hmm.
And like wild turkeys, they fly, not a long distance, but they fly. And I guarantee you, when they build up speed... You're talking, look like a B-52 coming by. When they get that wing spread out and they're sailing by, you try to hit them with a shotgun. It's not an easy thing to do.